Right now, it's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. And thank you, George, by the way. I always thank Craig, but I don't know.
You're welcome. You, George. You're so welcome.
Thank you for your friendship. Mm-hmm. I saw another piece about today's modern parent of teenagers wondering why the heck kids don't want to get their driver's license until later.
That's so weird to me.
Nearly 40% of teenagers delayed getting their driver's license by up to 2 years. And 30% delayed by more than 2 years.
Wow.
They don't want to go anywhere, I guess. They just want to post up at the house and death scroll and play awesome video games.
Doom scroll. And then just tell their parents not to sweat them and just leave them alone.
Yeah.
And to clear out of my part of the house.
Yeah.
You stay out of my side of the house.
Yeah. So, by the way, this house is not that great.
Yeah. Why didn't you buy a better house?
Is that it, or are so many young kids today into mass transportation, taking buses and things like that?
The thing that there's two factors that they think really changed this. One was rideshare.
Yeah.
Rideshare is a big difference because it's not, you don't have to rely on public transportation.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about buying a car.
Right.
Paying the insurance, paying the gas.
So the other factor is social, and that they can be social with their friends online, and that's what most of them do already.
Yeah.
So you don't have the need to see each other as much in person.
Is it an economic sign, too? Just like what Junior said, parents are just telling their kids, hey, we can't afford an extra car right now.
I'm sure that has to factor into it.
They're thinking, okay, well, why get a license?
And it seems like, today's parents are all about, we want you in a safe car.
Yeah, not back just in, a, man.
Back my in car my day.
Barely was, passed inspection.
You will get the worst car we can possibly find.
Yeah.
That's a rite of passage.
Yeah. One that, it's always an adventure. Will it pass inspection?
Oh, gosh. I hated that ridiculous white knuckling that you'd have trying to get it inspected with the, please, please, please pass inspection, please, please. Because you couldn't afford to do anything to fix it.
I mean, you roll into the place and there's smoke billowing out of your exhaust.
Burning oil.
And you're thinking, okay, I still think it's good.
And before the time of fuel injection, you'd have the car that would still be running when you turned it off.
Man,
cars used to be so much worse.
Then backfire.
It is amazing how great cars have gotten.
They're incredible.
How reliable they've gotten, how technologically advanced they've gotten.
Even the cheapest of cars. Yeah. I mean, like I saw it a couple times up here, the car that was parked off on the side of the highway, not running. But that used to be all the time back in the day.
Yeah.
People were always breaking down. You hardly ever hear about people breaking down like they did in the old days.
Yeah.
They're just a lot better. But anyway, but kids aren't wanting to drive so much. That's
stupid.
Driving stupid. Y'all just carry me around. That's fine. Maybe we need to visit with Dylan.
Yeah.
I know teenagers driving.
And I saw another piece as I observed the world in the O deck, the observation deck, about therapist weighing in on April theory.
Hey, guys.
April theory is basically that this is the time of year that really should be the beginning of the year. That we unnaturally force New Year's resolutions on January.
Huh. Interesting.
But our own biological clock, if you will, not the one related to babies, although it is somewhat related to that, is that when April, it's when the sun starts staying out longer, when it warms up, when spring starts, when new life is emerging. The fact that this is when we naturally feel more energy and more compelled to change our lives.
Naturally.
That people make more positive changes in April than they actually do in January because it naturally fits with our rhythms. So maybe we should start beginning the year, in scare quotes, in April. Like, we should make spring year resolutions. What do you call it? Springtime resolutions.
I guess you could still call them New Year's, but we're starting the year. This is the new year. Is that what you're saying?
So let's just reset the clock. Let's just make April the new January.
It's going to be hard to do.
Particularly when some of the names of the months are based on their number, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's
like, which ones are based on numbers? Gone. September, October, November, December, I know for sure. January? Is that? I don't think that's a...
No.
No.
March, well, April, May, June, July? No.
October, though, is the 10th month, not the 8th month.
Yeah, and I September know, but it's based on...
But not the 7th month.
But then December is the 10th, so yeah. But it's the 12th month.
Yeah.
We got it all
screwed. So it's all messed up.
If we make October the 8th month, what does that put the first month?
Tuesday.
9, November, 10, December. The first month would be March.
Okay. So there you go. Let's do this.
The March starts.
How about this?
Yes,
the next
there you
year.
Go. Yes, we start march into our new selves.
Let's just keep it like it is, but start your New Year's resolutions in April.
But then you're asking people to start them on April Fool's Day.
Okay, April 2nd.
So nobody will be serious about it.
Yeah, then people will be pranking the other people as to what their new March resolutions are.
In April.
It's too unstable. Anyway, this is the time if you wanted to change your life. You want to change your life, you can.
I've never heard that theory before. It does make sense.
Yeah.
Because everybody does feel pretty good in April when it gets warmer and everything gets greener. You feel like you're waking up.
You do spring cleaning. That's when you unload the past. Get rid of stuff. I'm trying to make positive changes. Look at me. I got myself a day planner.
Okay.
I was walking there every night. I'd walk a mile at least in the evening.
You
quit ready for bed.
Quit smoking. Very happy for you.
I did that like 20 years ago, but thank you. Thank you. I started again on the smoking for like a year and a half or something like that. Back, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I need you to go back to it. I need you smoking.
Because your doctor told you you weren't getting enough tar in your lungs?
Yeah, he said your nicotine levels looked low when he did my blood panel. And it was weird, on my blood panel, I think there were like 10 guys up there that they interviewed who were sitting up there.
Did most of them weren't happy with your blood?
No, they all said that they felt my blood was bad. And it was very sparsely attended. Not a lot of people went to the blood panel.
Sounds boring.
Yeah. Okay. Craig, you're always wanting to talk about a woman's gape. But she's got a great gape.
Her what?
Gape.
Yeah. Gape. There's a woman in Alaska who has set a record for a 2.98-inch gape.
Are we talking about what I think we're talking about?
What do you think we're talking about?
A woman's gape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think we're talking about, though?
Exactly that.
Okay. Yes, she saw, her name is Marie Pearl Zelmar Robinson.
I'm sorry?
She's a little overly named, but she saw a video of the world's record holder, female world record holder for largest gape, Samantha Ramsdell, whose mouth gape was measured at 2.56 inches. And she's watching the video and she's thinking, huh, that's weird. I think I could fit that kind of stuff in my mouth.
Like what kind of stuff? Like tennis balls?
What?
Like what kind of stuff?
You're always trying to shove a tennis ball in a woman's
mouth? No, I'm asking you, what kind of stuff?
It doesn't say here, although she does mention Jenga pieces.
We got a low-speed chase happening in front of us.
I don't think it's a chase.
He's not chasing him?
No. One of them's a worker who's riding a little motorized cherry picker thingy.
A genie runabout.
Okay.
Man, I'd like to have one of those. That'd be great.
I can't stay long.
Okay, bye, genie.
It's old genie runabout.
So the width of her mouth?
Yes, or... I guess the vertical
when she
opening,
opens
yes.
it. Okay.
Right. And so she sees video of the world record holder, says, I think I can beat that. And lo and behold, she is now certified with the largest mouth gape for a female at 2.98 inches. So almost half an inch bigger. It's pretty good.
She blew that record out of the water.
Yeah. Yeah, her dentist did her official measurement. And she says she can fit 3.5 Jenga blocks in her mouth. Why is that the measurement?
Oh, no.
George, you're lobbing for tennis size? Balls, right? I would think that would be dangerous, though.
Tennis ball? I would think the Jenga block would be more. That could go down your throat.
Into your stomach.
Why'd it take you so long to come up with the word throat?
Well, I thought of it, but it just didn't sound right.
What were you thinking of?
I don't know.
Throat didn't sound right?
No, throat sounded right. It just sounded like bad. Like I was like, yeah, put that down her throat.
Mark that.
Mark that.
Don't mark anything. Jay's not going to do that. He's
well,
not
you're
mark
probably
that.
Right, but you don't have to rub it in our face. Anyway, she said that now she doesn't really show people her gape
people
as much as she used to. When she was a kid, she would do it a lot, you know, as crack up the lunchroom. But as an adult, she says it just creeps people out. She said she's gotten weird reactions when she unhinges her jaw in front of everyone. And
bingo.
All of a sudden,
so she looks like a crocodile when she opens her mouth.
Portal to hell. Yeah, yeah, she looks like a crocodile resting on the bank.
So in the last week, you've told us about the woman with the record gape and the woman with the record long tongue. Remember her last week?
You think they ought to get together?
I just think this is a weird run of
yeah, you must look
records.
Up women's records every day. What's the largest gape?
Oh, yeah, 2.5 inches.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. That's creepy.
Suspicious on your part.
No. These are just the stories that people send me. actually, no, I think I found this one. But yeah, a 3-inch gape. And
what do you think Mick Jagger's is? It's got to be close to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does seem pretty big. Yeah, Craig, you ought to come up with those stories. I'm sure you search for men with the largest gape every day as you're trying to just unwind and get rid of a little stress.
I was about to do that right now, but I'm not sure I want to.
All right, how much bigger do you think it is than the 2.98 inches that she has?
All right, according to Guinness, the male record is held by Isaac Johnson, 4 inches, just a
Whoa!
Little bit over 4 inches.
Dang.
Let's go! That's incredible.
That's him right there.
Does it show him?
Yeah, he
gaping?
Can almost put it in. Oh, wow, look at
Damn.
That. But it kind of looks like Mick Jagger, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I see. I think I could fit that kind of stuff in my mouth. Gross. Gosh, see, that looks like a horror film to me.
Or a horse.
You know, when they draw characters that are designed to creep you out in the middle of the night, they always look at you and they got that real big open mouth. I think that's because we're...
Wow, is that 2 oranges?
Yeah, look at this picture. I think they're Tangelos or whatever those little Mandarin oranges are.
Still Jellos.
Yeah, I can't enlarge that, but look at that picture.
Okay, why is he doing that? Gosh.
Okay, ticket stock.
Why?
Just to see all the different things he can put in his mouth.
It's the same concept. Why do you have to see a bunch of different objects? It's the same gape. This is that reminds
me of world record holder.
Evel Knievel. I'm jumping school buses this time. Now I'm jumping alligators.
He's a world record holder. How many world record holders did we have at ticket stock last year?
All right, I'll message him and see if he can do ticket stock next February.
We do need to start.
Next February, the last month of the year.
What? Yes, that is the new schedule, isn't it?
All right, Gordo, thank you.